Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
The Angler Magazine of the Great Smoky Mountains and the Upstate covers fishing and outdoor-related activity from Knoxville, Tennessee to Abington, Virginia, all the way down to Columbia, South Carolina, and everything in between. They are a local magazine with national reach. The Angler Magazine of the Great Smoky Mountains and the Upstate is ready to take you on your adventure to the outdoors. Sunrift Adventures and Historic Travelers Rest South Carolina has been outfitting the foothills for over 37 years with the best boats, bikes, tents, and more. With great brands, Sunrift has you covered for every adventure. Stop into Sunrift Adventures' unique outdoor shop and say hello today. Go to sunrift.com for more information. That's sunrift.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Matt and Michelle Odyssey. I'm Matt Matan.
I'm Michelle Sheep.
And we haven't talked to you in a little while.
No.
We figured we'd hop on and give a little update to our world out there.
What's going on?
We've been busy.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot, and we got a little bit of traveling in. We had intended on doing an episode of MMO on a trip we made with your mom, who's battling cancer. And so we took her down to the Florida coast, the Emerald Coast, and spent some good quality time down there.
Did we not make a podcast?
We never
for that?
Did that episode.
Oh no!
You know, we could do like the Wayne's World.
Yeah,
we could pretend like we just but
we could just say it was a lovely trip, and it was really, the weather was beautiful for that time of year. It was in October.
Yeah,
and
and we got to do some pretty cool stuff. We got exclusive tours of state parkland with with some senior leadership
The
state.
We got some,
and
got to stay at the scene stuff.
Yeah, we got to stay for a little bit. We got to visit the governor's cabin.
Yeah,
on a state park down along the Gulf Coast of Alabama.
Yeah,
and so it was a pretty epic trip. Actually, but
and
we
the
didn't.
Food was amazing.
Ate food that was great the whole way.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just never did an episode on that because we not only
there's a lot going on with the holidays coming up.
Yeah, and also with a career change for me adjustment.
Oh, so. I guess that was the bigger news.
Well, I mean, with your mom's cancer treatments and things going on and changes with things, and there was a lot going on, and it was great to be able to take that trip, but I think in a way, subconsciously, it was just like, this is one just for us and our family.
Yeah.
You know, with your mom.
Now
we can talk about it. Yeah, because it's been a few months. So,
and
we've been missing y'all. So we had to hop on and give you an update on what's happening in our lives. But so I got back into medicine.
Yeah.
I started my adult life coming out of media. I did a fishing outdoors TV show in New England as a teenager. And then I joined the Air Force. And for my 8 years in the U.S. Air Force, I was a medic. And I've gone full circle. I'm back to doing medicine again now, but I'm working in the VA healthcare system helping our veterans. And I love it, but it is a full court press job. You know, it not only full hours, which I haven't had regular banker's hours in, 20 years? So that's been an adjustment. But my heart and soul goes into that care. And so by the time I get home, I'm pretty tired. I'm pretty worn out.
Well, I think one of the things, kind of bringing it back to the Odyssey part where you are, you know, beyond what you're doing, where you always wanted to be the Little House on the Prairie physician, and in this position that they've created basically for you is something that you're able to do that. I'm very thankful. Very thankful that you're able to be so...
Is a dream position.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, in the VA healthcare system, they created a new position called an ICT. And it is a pathway for former medics and corpsmen, former active duty medics and corpsmen, to continue doing basically medic work. I mean, so we're doing a lot of different stuff. And one of the great lottery wins for me is that I'm, so I'm working in a clinic such a situation instead of an emergency room or surgical units or anything. So, that's a little bit easier on the on the stress level and the intensity, but at the same time, it does give me the opportunity to do that family practice kind of thing. I get to see a lot of different situations, a lot of different people that, yes, they're in need of help and everything, and there are crisis times, but it's not like show up to work, punch in, crisis till you punch out and go home.
Right.
You know, which a lot of surgical, inpatient, and emergency department type things can be that way, because I've worked in those situations.
Yeah, of course.
And so, but it's really great. And we have supplanted for the time being while I've adjusted to a, like almost a once in a generation shift of workload schedule for me, you know.
Right.
We have supplanted our outdoor paddling or camping or anything like that with road trips, with like Sunday drive type things.
Right.
And so we've done little side excursion bunches. Road trips. Yeah, bunches and bunches where we just
get
lost.
It's our happy place for sure.
Yeah.
Just turning off the GPS and roaming about a bit is really nice. One thing that you have done for the outdoor world is you have created a basically a studio of all your interests with the outside, you've been organizing it like crazy.
Yes.
And so now you can walk into the room and you can just see everything that you need at a glance, whether we're going to go paddling, or you're going to go fishing or hiking.
Or even archery. You know, got the archery stuff and golf. Basically, all the outdoors activities, accessories. Because I'm preparing for 2024. Now, here we're into 2024, and you know, we still have our businesses. You still have Slice of Life Comedy, and we still have Buzz Radio Asheville. I still have Biz Radio, another radio station, and then we have MMO. So, and then throw on top of that, you know, working at the VA full time.
Right.
So there's a lot going on, but it also means there's a little extra income. There's a little bit more focus to how the time is going to be used when we are off.
Yeah.
And we fully intend on having some pretty cool trips, probably more overnight trips this year in the wild than we've done previously.
Yes, absolutely.
And so looking forward to
We've been kind of talking and planning that for a little bit in the last couple of months. And looking at what it looks like, what's feasible at this time of everything going on, where we can still take our little odysseys, you know, out into the wild, and so
I've been prepping
to
too,
it.
Been upping the equipment game.
Yes,
I've been really. I think some people close to me have been a little bit concerned that I'm becoming a doomsday prepper because of the things I've been getting, like solar array power and you know, everything from storage things to power.
I think it's reasonable for everyone to be prepping for just something, you know?
It is an election year in the United States.
It is an election year. That's exactly right.
To borrow
right.
from a comic that we both really like, we're a very sassy nation.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for some other time. But once I tell people, well, you know, I'm prepping for us to have a more comfortable outdoor excursion, you know, that we can set up camp for a few days and still charge cameras because we're going to be doing more video, you know, and having different comforts with us, even if we go to a remote primitive campsite.
Yes.
You know, we'll still have.
We have no shame.
Yeah, we have no shame.
We are.
And I don't mind at all, you know, prepping for that. You know, we reached a point of life where it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, I did the rugged expedition stuff. I went out in the wild and lived off the land for a few weeks at a time. Don't need to really do that anymore.
Yeah.
I do need time in nature. I do need that time in nature. And, and that's another thing I've been doing too, is just about every week, and you've gone on some of them, but other times I'm just by myself, at least once a week I take a couple hours to go out into the national forest.
Yes.
You know, I've been doing that pretty consistently. Just to, you know, what does your mom call it? She said, Matt's gone to church.
Yeah.
You know, going out into the wild, going out into nature in the national forest. But, you know, so that's just some of the updates on some things on the outdoor world and what we've been doing and everything. You're continuing to do a lot of comedy shows in the Asheville,
North
Carolina
area. So many comedy
area.
Shows right now.
You're staying so busy with that.
Adding venues and... And just It's fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
We're also approaching the anticipation of one of the final two at home graduating in a few months. And then there'll be one left. And
there'll be one little birdie in the nest.
One little birdie in the nest. And then,
Who knows?
Get good use of that national park pass after that.
Because
here's another thing. You know, I'll mention this too. The thing with the VA, when they created this position for former medics and corpsmen, they gave some offers that are hard to refuse. I was active duty for 8 years. They count that toward your retirement.
Yeah.
And so in a federal job, you can retire after 10 years of work. So realistically, if I work 2 years at the VA, I could have a 10-year retirement.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we'll also be empty nesters in that two-year time period. At the end of that, we'll also be empty nesters. I love the work so much, I don't know that I would retire.
Right.
But I'd have that option.
Yeah. And it's nice to have option. It's also nice to have kind of stability in a, as you said, election year.
Where we
sassy nation.
And not just that, you know, society could collapse or anything, but to be able to get away from all the chaos and the stress and the noise.
And that's the thing, you know, I mean, not everyone has the opportunity to even take a day to get out from their environment. So when you're able to do that in your life, you can't be guaranteed that you always will have those chances.
Yeah.
So when you can, you got to take them.
And we're fortunate that we live up on a mountain and we have, you know, good privacy around us with forests and
many
things.
Many animals.
A lot of animals. As a matter of fact, we have a steady addition now to the animals showing up.
Coyotes.
Coyotes have arrived.
Yeah. We didn't have those before. We've heard of them. We've heard them on the mountain. But now our trail cam has confirmed.
They're hanging out.
Yeah, they're just hanging out.
And so those that have followed us for
a
long time.
I saw one out our back window one night when I was going to get some water. And I just looked out the window. And we have a big, you know, light out there. So it was easy to see. And I was just startled. And then, you know, it was big. It was big and it was a coyote. But for a second, I thought it was a fox because my mind was like, that must have been a fox because we have red foxes.
Yeah, we just saw one just as we were getting ready to come on the air.
Yeah, they're all over and they're hanging out and stuff. And then I was just like, kept thinking about it. I'm like, no, that was way too big.
Yeah.
And it was too, you know, just a different kind of jawline than on a fox.
I'd be interested for any of you out there. Maybe we can find, you know, a trail cam pic or something, put it on our social media, and let us know what you think about coy wolves and how far they've spread.
Yeah.
Because some of our neighbors on the mountain, they also have camera security or trail cams. And if these are coyotes, they're very big coyotes.
Yeah.
Big, thick, strong coyotes.
They definitely, the ones, not the one I saw, and not the really the one that we saw on our camera. I don't think, it's hard to gauge.
That was a coyote.
That was definitely a coyote. But the ones our neighbors just right up the mountain have, you know, good pictures of, definitely look. And coy wolves, obviously, are mixes of coyotes and wolves, and they're cunning and they're big and they're strong, and it's hard to see them because they're very sly. You know, they can get around very easily, but they look like big puppy dogs. So
and we
want to just hug on them, but probably not a good idea.
And to give listeners of ours that are outside of our regional area, so that you know on a map about where we're located, we're about halfway between Cherokee National Forest northern section and Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Yeah,
we're kind of about halfway on that. We border right up against Pisgah National Forest
yep.
on the back of our mountain here. So there's a lot of wildlife. No shortage of wildlife here.
And there are definite trails that can kind of bring the animals down to our mountain and pass through. You know, we have animals that live on the mountain generationally, and then we have groups that pass through. It's like the time we saw those raccoons that were like reddish.
Yeah, they look like red pandas.
Yeah, they almost look like red pandas, which
we only saw them that couple of days.
Yeah, and it's like that. It's like they're just a little vacationing family and they go on their way. Yeah,
they definitely were not of the Boulder line, which
is
our infamous very popular locally, raccoon and descendants that are like family pets to us.
Yeah, they let it. I mean, they, you know, and I guess over the years, with when something like a raccoon that has become part of your family, it feels like the next generation is just brought into that, whether it's because the parents are bringing you the babies or it's the, I just think just like this kind of generational memory that we are good people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's something like we don't feed bears, but we do have bears that have lived here a long time and bring their babies to us.
And they have made use of our ponds.
They have. You know, so
I'm constantly struggling with how much effort do I put into repairing or replacing the fish population.
Yes, it's hard. It's hard to.
I stopped getting koi.
Yeah.
You know, because I just couldn't bear it. So we'd get cheap goldfish. They grow up. Yep. Snack.
Yep. Slurp. It's done.
Slurp. Yep.
And then we had the bucket pond that you had out back.
Kidney pond.
And and you know, this big mama bear, she just got in it.
The bathtub.
And was just, I mean, because it looks like a bathtub, and she is just like an old timey, you know, if she had one of those sticks to rub her back with, you know.
Looks like those carvings you get in tourist shops in Gatlinburg or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so true, y'all. It's all so true.
So anyway, we just wanted to touch base, give you all an update. You know, we're still here. We're still kicking. We're still getting outdoors as best we can. But we've also really been prepping for a really cool 2024 season that we're excited about.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So hope you all are well, and it's good to touch base with you. And we'll be checking in with you as
we'll be around.
We'll be starting the 2024 season in April.
Yes.
And so we look forward
to
doing
that. Lift off.
Yeah. As April to October is our our regular season, but we thought it'd be good to hop on and just check in with y'all.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.